What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Keisha Booty just keeps getting better. And there's stuff that I'll spout a lot of stuff, Rob, over the course of the season. I thought Kayshawn Booty was really good from the friggin' time he got here. I've rarely seen the kind of body control and hands that he has. And I knew he was good as a rookie, and he stepped out of bounds and Bill didn't play him. And I knew he was good last year, and he eventually came around, even though he can be a little bit of a knucklehead with some of his statements. And he's going to be really good this year. He is. He could be a two for a good team.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for the Patriots' initial roster, Keefe?
Oh, of course I'm ready for the initial roster, Jones. I've never been more ready for anything in my life.
We will get to any comings
back,
and goings.
By the way.
Oh, well, I was going to say.
Welcome back. Are you ready? It's been a long time.
I think I'm ready to apologize, Keefe. Should I start with an apology?
That'd be great. To me?
Well, to you specifically, yes.
Yeah.
The audience has probably been fine with my absence.
They've enjoyed it.
No, you know what I missed yesterday, Keefe?
What's that?
I missed our anniversary.
Yes.
You know
our
what?
Our one-year anniversary. Did you get me anything?
I must have misplaced it on the calendar.
I was looking for cake down the hallway. Never saw a cake.
Looking for
a pizza party. Never saw a pizza party.
I forgot the days.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick.
I forgot the days.
Yeah. You mixed them up.
I'm going to make it up to you.
You mixed them up.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. It's just a day.
It was just a day
on the calendar.
I was waiting for even a simple phone call or a text. Didn't even receive that.
Keefe was sitting here yesterday after the show with just a table set for two.
I'm like,
candles lit.
Big thing of pasta.
Just one bowl
of pasta. There's one giant bowl of pasta.
You got a Lady and the Tramp?
Yes. Yeah, there's a cold bowl of pasta.
He'll be here. He always shows. He'll be here. I just know it.
The overnight guy walked by and said, sir, are you,
you know, he's still coming? I'm sorry. I had to work late. Well, actually, not at all. I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes.
I know you did.
I had to run to the store and get some cigarettes. What do you want from me?
It was sad. It was a sad day. It was a bad day.
And I missed our Jones and Keefe, many said.
Yeah.
Including us.
Yeah.
Many said we may never get there, Keefe.
Fingers crossed on the 1 year. We hit the 1 year.
Looks like we made it.
And thank you to all the listeners for pushing us there, for pushing us to be so great. We thank you, each and every one of you.
Now we just have to get to March Madness. That's our
we have a sick bracket actually scheduled for March Madness. So just please give us seven more months.
Let me tell you, Ken and Mike, if you're listening,
yeah.
We have such a good bracket, such a good March Madness
bracket.
You
got to at least keep us
just till then. Let us get there.
I know, fingers crossed.
But congrats on the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, same to you.
Nick, you as well. Terp. Yep. Billy up at Lakewood Ipasaki.
Oh, he's probably at Fun Spot right now.
Definitely
killing it.
Definitely not listening.
No,
enjoying his vacation.
Yes.
I texted him this morning. He just gave me a thumbs up, so I think he's off the grid.
Nice. But no, it's good to be back.
Yeah,
good to be back. And I apologize again, Keith, for missing the big day.
Hey, hopefully next year you can make it up to me.
I'm gonna make it up to you, assuming we ever get there.
That's right.
You heard Curran yesterday with Keith and Brad Foe discussing Kayshon Booty, one of the eight receivers the Patriots are keeping on the roster for the time being. It's actually nine if you count Jalen Polk.
I don't. Okay, I don't count Jalen Polk, but I understand your point.
But to make the number even more ridiculous,
yeah.
There's nine receivers that are on this roster, on this team. Polk's not going to play this year. He's not designated to return. I think Kendrick Bourne is going to start on PUP, right? Is that where he's supposed to start?
Yeah.
So he's not going to be there week one either. But eight, nine, seven active receivers. I'm sure more pieces are going to move around. Kyle Duggar, still here. They wound up having a kicking competition that made me scratch my head.
Quote unquote,
with who they went with. Quote unquote competition. Yeah. Your guy, Cole Strange, gone, Keith.
My guy.
So, your thoughts on the initial 53-man roster?
Definitely surprised by the receivers because we've been talking about that position group a lot. You know, going into camp, maybe one of the worst on the team, one of the worst in the league, but still, but with, you know, a positive outlook depending on if Steph Diggs could go. And he could, right off the rip. You're like, all right, he's healthy. So that elevated it from at least better than the team's O-line. You're like, all right, that's a good place to start. Now where can they go from here? And we were going back and forth on who's going to take that last spot because it seemed like there were some locks, right? There were the obvious locks. Probably went about five deep. Two free agents. Your rookie in the third round, Kyle Williams, and then the two really most productive guys overall were Douglas and Booty. So there's five.
Five or six?
Yeah.
And remember,
I thought maybe you only take five.
I thought
that might be it.
And remember, at the beginning of the offseason, I didn't think Booty was going to be on the team. He clearly played his way on in camp.
Yep, he was good.
Then the preseason game started, and you're like, well, Efton Chisholm's got to be on the team. So that number kept going up.
And then you're like, Kendrick Bourne, I like when he's out there, but if he can't be out there, then all right, he might be gone. And I'm like, Javon Baker, he actually, I give him credit. Like, he was working in on special teams and everything else. And so maybe that's part of how he made the roster, right? You're still going to have a kick cover. You're still going to have punt return. You have all that stuff. So if he's a part of special teams, but he's still under the wide receiver umbrella, I guess that sort of grows that number. But if you told me ahead of time that the initial 53-man roster would have Chisholm, Baker, and Bourne on it, like, that's pretty wild to me.
I wasn't projecting Kendrick Bourne to make this team.
No, and then I guess...
And so, I still don't think Baker's going to be on the 53-man roster once week. I think they're...
Well, see, that's just it.
I think they're playing games. Mm-hmm. They're going to claim somebody on waivers. They're going to drop Javon Baker. They're going to try to sneak him through to the practice squad, which teams do. Like, after the initial wave of roster moves, if you wait a couple of days, teams declare who they want to keep. Teams, make decisions on who they're keeping and who's going. After the initial round of waiver claims, I'd imagine they're trying to sneak him through to the practice squad. Just my guess. Him or Chisholm, but I think that's what they're trying
to do. But it's one of those things, too, where I think we overrated, and I'll throw myself in there, both Chisholm and Baker. Like, they can have a good camp, but they're having a good camp as maybe the sixth receiver on the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, you see guys like Hunter Renfrow, and I know he's, like, gone down, but a guy who was a Pro Bowler a few years ago, he gets cut. Like, look at some of the other cuts around the league. Not that it was riddled with star-studded guys, but they are on more competitive rooms and more talented rooms than the Patriots. So I don't know, maybe that's what they're doing, because there's no way you're going to go into a game day with eight of your 53 guys playing wide receiver. Plus this Josh McDaniels offense, there's gonna be so many snaps where only two of them are on the field.
It's true.
So this isn't even like, hey, this is like an old Mike Leach offense where you have all five on the field at the same time. Like, no, you only really need two or three. Like, how many you're going to get like more than 10 snaps in a game? Four?
Yeah, four would be
at
my
best.
Yeah.
And even the four, it might, and like even the fourth guy might be Kyle Williams getting like 10.
Yeah.
If that.
Early, I bet it's.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't even play. Maybe he's inactive.
Early, I bet the three who get reps, and I want to get to Steph Diggs in a moment, but I bet it's Diggs and Booty and Douglas and Hollins.
Yeah, so four.
And so then maybe Kyle Williams starts to mix in and it's five, but. Yeah, I mean, that would be my feeling.
It's a big number. So their week one opponent, the Raiders, they kept five out of camp, right? Jacoby Myers, who may or may not still want to be traded. Amari Cooper, who they just signed, and then three other guys. Like, that's, I think a lot of teams kind of go with five. And if you have any more than five, it's got to be, like, core special team type guys. And you're like, well, you know, maybe they can, like, you know, Chisholm can, like, return a punt. Like, you got a punt returner. Like, you don't really need that.
No.
You know?
Depth punt returner. So
that was one of the surprises, but there was a few others.
Well, and I do think the general takeaway from the roster building in the initial 53 is they were going to keep their they're not in a spot where they can cut good players. Duggar is at the front end of that line. I think Anfernee Jennings is there as well. They weren't going to cut guys who can play, even Kendrick Bourne. Like, if you're an NFL player, and those guys are all NFL players, you hope Javon Baker is an NFL player. You hope Efton Chisholm is. You hope whatever, the pass rusher that they kept over Braden Swinson, Ponder. You hope those guys are NFL players. Those are developmental guys. Bourne, NFL player. Duggar, NFL player. Jennings, NFL player. And they're not in the business, roster-wise, where they can cut good players, even if they're not a perfect scheme fit, even if they make too much money. You're not the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Lions. I know they had a down year last year, the 49ers. You're not one of those rosters. You need to keep all the quality players you can, and I think that's one of the things that maybe I got caught up in some of the news with guys getting demoted on the roster and playing deep into the preseason. They weren't going to cut quality NFL players.
Yeah, I just thought, I don't know if they really did themselves any favors with the playing Kyle Duggar in that last preseason game. I still find that a little bit odd because on the one you're showcasing him. It's like, no, you're not. You're putting him out there against all guys who are going to be cut. Like, the guys that he's playing with, the guys he's playing against are going to be cut. So it's not really showcasing him. It's more telling the league that we don't really want him. But I think it did come back down to, we're not loaded with talent. So even if he's not a starter, as soon as a starter goes down, who are you replacing him with? Del Pettis? Or you're bringing, hey, Brandon Schooler, you got to learn defense now? Although if they do that Longhorn package, didn't he have like two sacks last year?
Ooh, Longhorn package. I mean,
kind of like that.
It was Caleb Williams. Everybody drags him down first.
I do like that. But no, Kyle Duggar was in that spot where you and I both agree, never the biggest fan of Kyle Duggar. But then you look at this roster, it's not great. And then all the talk was, oh, they might just cut him or trade him for a bag of balls. You're like, why? You don't need to save money. Like, you don't need to do that. You have all the money in the world to spend.
As long as he's not a problem in the locker room.
And it doesn't seem like he is at all.
I agree. It does not seem like he is. So as long as he's not a problem in the locker room, you're paying him either way. You're not in the spot in terms of a rebuild or in terms of turning it around from last year. You're not in a spot where you can cut quality players.
Oh, if you're the 2014 Patriots and you're like, we're cutting Duggar, like, fine.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even bat an eye at it.
Bill did that once at camp.
Teams are winning, like, on their way to winning a Super Bowl. He's like, Jamie Collins, see you later. And you're like, what? Yeah. And you're like,
he'll
you
trade
him.
He'll trade Mankins. He'll release Malloy. Jamie Collins is a good
Seymour.
One. Yeah, exactly. So, when you're at that spot, it's a little different than where the Patriots are at.
The roster is not there.
And I think that's one of the takeaways. I mean, that's an acknowledgement. Their roster kind of stinks.
Yeah.
So you can weigh in, 617-779-7937. That is the phone number and the text line. Keith, already a popular message on the text line.
Congrats. A lot of congrats.
Well, a lot of congrats. Yeah. People are surprised we didn't break out the glitter guns. We have a number of texts about the lack of glitter guns, which they're done. If you want me to get them.
No. You don't want to do that. We got to figure out a reason to use them, though. There's got to be something.
You have
an idea?
I have enough for maybe five or six reasons. When I heard Party City was closing down, I went and stocked
five
up on
six.
Glitter.
You see what it is now?
Good call.
Halloween store?
Spirit Halloween.
I did see that.
Spirit Halloween.
Oh, I think they have a Dustin May costume.
I'm hoping. Oh, man. Those are probably on sale right now. Maybe not after the last start.
Go in there after the show. Do you guys have five Dustin May outfits? Yeah. They're like, we don't have any Dustin May outfits.
At various points of his life, do you have a bunch of different Dustin
little
May
baby outfits? Dustin May, somebody could go as? Old man Dustin May?
Old man.
God willing?
Yeah. So you can weigh in there. Phones and text line. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I think the number's not going to be 8, or if you count Polk, 9, come week 1, Keith. But the fact they're keeping so many wide receivers, and we already said they're not trying to move on from quality NFL players, so that could be the answer. The other answer is they need some depth because Diggs hasn't stood out in a way you would expect so far this preseason. Do you think that number is a reflection in any way on Steph Diggs?
No, I don't. I mean, I think they went in with a plan with Steph Diggs, so I'm not as alarmed about him not playing in the preseason games. And he's probably further along than maybe they even thought. Like, when they signed him, I remember we're all saying, like, oh, if he could play like 15, 14, 13 games, he'll be in good shape. Or even if you have to put him on the PUP list. So I think he's so far ahead of that that I think that they are – I think they're feeling pretty confident in him overall. And then they got to feel even better about the other two guys that are right behind him. I think both Pop Douglas and Kayshon Booty are better fallback plans, right? Because I think even if they had doubts, right? Like, and I don't know if they do, but even if they did on Steph Diggs, you're not really replacing him with Javon Baker anyway. Or you're not even replacing him with Efton Chisholm. I think those next guys, that next wave up, would get sort of pushed up the depth chart regardless. So, no, I think it might be the first thing you said is they're just in their heads thinking, well, there's been a lot of positive pub on Chisholm. We can't afford to lose him. Or like, hey, Baker was just a fourth-round pick. He showed some flashes. We don't want some team to snipe him too. So we're just going to hang on to all these guys for right now and hope that the couple are on the practice squad for sort of overall depth. And that's Diggs included, but that's everybody. Like, how many games is Pop Douglas going to play? How many games is Mac Hollins going to play? So that's really for the whole group, I would think.
So I think the trend line with Diggs has gone down a little bit. As you said, it really shot up at the beginning of camp.
Right.
And since that point, it's gone down a bit. I acknowledge that can all change on a dime, though. Week one, he goes out, he looks like Steph Diggs. All fears will be gone. And so we're getting closer and closer to getting a real answer on, what are we, a week and a half away from the opener?
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting closer and closer to getting a real answer. We've talked through this a lot. I would just say in general, and I don't think it's like a horrible sign for Diggs, the fact they're keeping so many receivers tells me on some level they're hedging the Diggs bet. Which could just mean they're going to manage the snaps early in the year. Like the first month of the year, they're going to manage the snaps. We need some extra receivers. And so, you know what? We do need Javon Baker around. We do need Efton Chisholm around. Not that maybe there's perfect overlap with those guys. Kyle Williams might not be ready week one, meaning in terms of NFL development and understanding the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have some guys who have been here, and we need extra bodies around because we're going to manage Diggs. Stuff like that. I think if you were really bullish on Diggs and really believed in the room in general, you would be okay with moving on from Javon Baker and not worry if another team claimed him. Same thing to a lesser degree with a guy like Chisholm.
Mm.
So I think just in a vacuum, that's not the best sign for Diggs. I don't think it's horrible.
Yeah.
He can shut everybody up week one by going out with a vintage Steph Diggs performance, or at least a Houston-level Steph Diggs performance. But I would say, just looking at the roster composition, that's not bullish on Diggs.
Yeah, no, it's possible. I mean, it definitely has not. It didn't end the way that it started, you know. And so it is very much a, you know, we'll see what we have at Steph Diggs. I guess on the flip side of that, they kept nine offensive linemen. So does that make you feel like they're more confident in their line than they should be? I think other teams around the league have kept way more than that, right? I think
more than nine.
I want to say the Raiders did keep more than that. I was just looking at them as an example, but. I mean, you figure you have five.
I thought the ideal number is usually like eight, maybe
nine. Is it eight, nine?
Yeah.
It seems like, but they have guys that interchangeable left guard, center, right tackle, no idea if he's going to play. Yeah, I'm not saying you keep way more than that, but I don't know. Are they like, we're stuck with this group anyway, and it doesn't, like, the talent that we cut, we're not worried about either losing them, and we can just find a fill-in player. So, like, I do you think they like Chisholm and Baker? Or do you think they're just fearful of Diggs? And then on the flip, like the same thing with like the linemen. So, like, do they like Campbell and Moses, or are they just like don't really care about Cole Strange and those guys?
No. I see your point.
Yeah.
I think they like Chisholm for sure. I'm not as sure about Baker, but I think it's more about them liking the players than protecting themselves against Diggs. I do think they go hand in hand. But you guys can react to the initial Patriots 53-man roster. Again, changes could happen. They could happen during the show today. On Jones and Keefe. So you can discuss it. 617-779-7937. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can count on much these days, or you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get into the Patriots' biggest needs. I know Keith has thoughts on moving on from Cole Strange. That draft not looking so hot for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. So we'll get to that coming up with all your phone calls right after Trending with Bridget Prue.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Walk. Well, the Red Sox have now taken the first two games of their series against the Orioles after a 5-0 win last night. Lucas Giolito went 9 shutout innings, striking out 8. And the Sox got home runs from Trevor Story and David Hamilton. Game 3 of their 4-game series is tonight. Brian Bale will get the start for the Sox opposite the OS Dietrich Enns. First pitch right here at 6:35 again tonight. Once again, Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Christian Arkin has the MassMutual pregame show starting at 5:35. And the Patriots got down to their initial 53-man roster yesterday. Undrafted wide receiver Efton Chisholm made the team. Some notable cuts, though, were lineman Cole Strange and rookie Braden Swinson. I'm Bridget Pruitt, and that's what's trending now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
Generally, in my experience, the people who talk to national media members are either agents or front office people. It's not other players because they don't have that access. And why would it behoove that person to let the national media know that, hey, this guy's not going to get cut. He's going to end up on IR. So he wasn't able to do anything this offseason, really, because, you know, he was hurt before and now he's really hurt. So you can draw your own conclusions. So I wonder if that was a direct or indirect caution to anybody within the building who might have thought it was a good idea to play CYA with any of the guys that they drafted.
So that was Tom Curran yesterday with you, Keith.
That's right.
And Bradfoe.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Elliot Ratt.
Oh!
I mean, I mean, Wolf.
How dare you? It could be anybody.
The Rat Pack. Not the Rat Pack. Not the Wolf Pack anymore, Keith.
I watched a documentary on the Rat Pack.
Oh, and, my wife watched that.
Yeah, what's his name? Andrew McCarthy?
Sick brag, bro.
I think it was Andrew McCarthy. He was very salty about it.
Oh, was he?
I
had to hear Kat squawking about watching this thing. I didn't see it, but so he was very salty about it.
He basically thought it like...
Yeah, yeah.
He basically thought
a lot
like,
of squawking.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He basically was like, oh, it ruined our careers. And he's like talking to like Debbie Moore and Rob Lowe, and they're like, I think we did
okay.
We did all right, dude. He's like, remember when that reporter called us the Brat Pack? That screwed us. They're like, this like giant mansion. They're like, yeah, really kind of cost us. Like, I was like, he just felt so. They're even trying to be like, even like Emilio Estevez is like, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have said that or whatever, but like, we're okay. He was like mad the whole time. It was ridiculous.
Oh, we might need new music though. We need like Sammy Davis Jr. for a rat pack is what we need instead of the Wolf Pack.
There's a rat down there.
That was a pretty clear. I thought finger pointing from Curran there about who Vrabel would be upset at.
Mm-hmm.
People leaking out information about Jalen Polk and why he's on the roster and why he wasn't able to contribute this year, et cetera, et cetera. So you can discuss that if you'd like at 617-779-7937. You brought up Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, Keith. Of course. My Ducks.
Text line says, guys, it's great having you back together. The opening segment was like Mighty Ducks 2 when they rollerblade around the city and get the squad back together.
How about that?
That's from Dano in Chicago.
That's good.
It is like that. It's when you get
exactly
all the Mighty
like
Ducks.
That.
Perfect analogy.
Yep.
I couldn't think of a better analogy.
Nailed it.
Riding around Minneapolis, rollerblading around.
Getting the crew back together. Banksy.
Oh, Banksy. Yeah. Then the Hawks are trying some hijinks, and they're like, no.
Not today. We're going to
clunk their heads together.
Not
we already
today,
beat that.
Guys.
Now we got to deal with Iceland. So exactly. I understand the point. And it's a good one. We're talking Patriots roster here. I know you had some thoughts on Cole Strange still getting cut, no longer being a Patriot.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a horrible draft pick at the time, and then it only got worse over time. You thought there was a brief moment where maybe he would move to center, right? Like last year, the year before, you're like, all right, maybe he's not even a guard. Maybe he's going to be a center. And then then David Andrews retires. They bring in Garrett Bradbury, and you're like, all right, well, that's not their plan. And then you're like, but there should be a spot at left guard. Nope. Jared Wilson or Ben Brown. And like, that's another observation just from camp is every time they would be moving guys in with the first team, you know, Marcus Bryant, a late round tackle that they drafted, he would fill in all the time for Morgan Moses. I know it's a different position, but you saw a handful of bodies out there with Drake May. You didn't see Cole Strange.
Maybe in like OTAs, but yeah, by the time training camp hit, he wasn't out there.
And then you're like, oh, like he's just not even in the mix. So I wasn't surprised. Now, it's the one big, like, pull because it's a first-round pick. Anytime a first-round pick on their rookie deal gets released, it's going to be, like, on the ticker. It's going to be, like, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport put out there. Like, so it was a big deal. But I don't know. I don't think anybody was shocked by it.
This is a sad day. It's a bad day.
Also because it's not the guy that drafted him, right? It's one thing for, you know, if Bill Belichick was still here or, you know, around the league, anytime there's a first-round bust and that GM is still there – and they cut their guy, you're like, oh, wow, like you've already given up on him. But here, Vrabel's like, look what Vrabel's done. He doesn't want any of those bad players from before.
Do you think he gets signed? Like, do you think he goes anywhere?
So I think being a first-round pick, you get chances. I mean, Mac Jones has gotten chances on a multiple team. So, yeah, I think Cole Strange gets a spot. Maybe there's a team out there that's like, no, he is a center. We're going to make him our backup center. Or we're at least, because he was a first-round pick. Yeah, I think he'll get one more shot, yeah.
You think Sean McVay wants him?
Really, really?
Just went.
Oh, my UT Chattanooga to the first round. That? Hey, where is...
How about that? And we wasted our time watching him thinking he'd be at 104, maybe.
You know what? Maybe.
Honestly,
just to stick it to him?
Honestly,
yeah, he might take him.
He sounds like he's like, yeah, we would have taken him in the
fourth
round.
He knew where he was, at least.
Yeah. We would have taken him in the wasn't a first round pick.
We thought he was going to be there 104.
Yeah.
No, 29, I think. He went flying off the board.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
What was worse, the 2022 draft or 2019? Let me give you a little refresher on 2022. You tweeted it out last night, Keith.
Both are great.
You called it an all-timer.
It is. It's an all-time draft.
2022 was Cole Strange. Gone. Tyquan Thornton. Now a Kansas City Chief.
He gone!
But gone.
Yeah.
Marcus Jones still here. Jack Jones?
Mark Jones is good, and a friend of the afternoon show.
Oh, this is true.
He joins them weekly.
Yeah, in fact, I heard his answer about Josh McDaniels. It's like, yeah, at least he knows I play offense.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
So that is a leg up over last year's coaching staff. Okay, Marcus Jones here. Jack Jones?
No, he is not here.
Pierre Strong gone.
No.
My guy Bailey Zappi, I saw, just got released.
Started some games, though.
He did.
Yep.
Kevin Harris.
Yep.
I know you got a tweet.
I got an interesting tweet about
Kevin Harris. Some interactions with Kevin Harris.
Hey, did you can check the mentions there?
Sam Roberts, Jason Hines, and Andrew Stuber.
So really one play, and so it's not like, so there was the one draft class. Remember the Dietrich Wise class where because the trades, they literally took four guys, and you're like, all right, that wasn't really going to be much of anything. That's a lot of players you just named, and one of them can play. One of them can play.
Yeah, it's 10 guys.
10 players drafted. One of them can go. And, I mean, he's a electric punt returner and a decent slot corner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's valuable, but it's not, yeah. So anyway, one guy, Marcus Jones, from that entire draft class.
Okay, that was one 10-pack. That was 2022. Here's another 10-pack, Keith, in 2019.
Boy. So a lot of dart throws here. A lot of dart.
You would think someone hit. These are bouncing out of the board is what these are doing. N'Keal Harry.
That was a bust.
Jawan Williams.
Bust.
Chase Winovich.
Bust.
Your guy,
friend of the show,
Damian Harris.
Yeah,
pick 87.
Not a bust, but not like a great player.
No, you said this before the show. He would be the equivalent of Marcus Jones.
Yeah, and I think Marcus Jones is probably better. But Harris is at least a football, like an NFL player.
Yadni Kajust
was
a third round pick that year. Yante Froholt, I think, is still in the league. The Patriots cut him almost immediately, if I remember right. I don't think he made it out of camp.
All right.
Jarrett Stidham, Byron Cowart, Jake Bailey, and Ken Webster. What was Bill Belichick's signature worst draft out of those two?
So, quick little note on each. So, it's 10. It's really like one NFL player for 10. Although, I guess Jake Bailey did punt a little bit, but was also a punter in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say the N'Keal Harry one is really frustrating because you still had Tom Brady on the roster and you needed to help Tom Brady in his last year with the team, and you drafted a guy that just couldn't play at all and it was terrible. However, if you're going to draft a wide receiver who sucks or a guard who sucks in the first round, at least the upside of a really good receiver is so much better than the upside of a really good guard. Who you can find anywhere.
N'Keal Harry maybe shouldn't have gone in the first, well, clearly in retrospect. But I mean, based on mock drafts, I don't think he was projected in a lot of first rounds. Cole Strange wasn't projected on day one or two a lot
Harry
of places.
Harry was like a consensus, like top three receiver coming out.
Yeah.
So he was, but so again, drafting a guard in the first round, I would never, ever, ever do. And then people are like, what about Quentin Nelson? All right, you gave me one in like a 100-year history. I still wouldn't do it. I still wouldn't take him as great as he is.
Yep.
I would take receiver in the first round. What hurts the Harry thing is both the Tom Brady last year combined with Deebo Samuel, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, the guys right after.
I still think 2019 is worse. But if you want to
also because Marcus Jones is better than Damian Harris. So that also helps that class.
2022, I mean, if you want to make the case it could have been foundational for a team like this where you could have some pieces in place, sure. I mean, if you drafted right in 2019, maybe you tack on like another champion. Like I just think that was so much higher stakes. And you make a good point about N'Keal Harry. It wasn't just that they whiffed on N'Keal Harry, it's that every other receiver in that draft was good.
All really good.
Now, the bad thing was Strange is that you traded down and you could have had Trent McDuffie if you just stayed pat.
Right. And that would have been a good combo with Gonzo.
That would have been a nice combination.
Also, yes. Jawan Williams was just the next in line of cornerback second round busts. It was like a weird blind spot. Bill Belichick couldn't draft wide receivers, but also specifically second-round corners.
Right.
It was like Rozai Dowling. It was Duke Dawson. It was Terrence Wheatley. It was Jawan Williams. It was like Cyrus Jones. It was like a really weird thing that he just couldn't do.
I mean, I like Eugene Wilson. They drafted him as a corner. He had to move to safety.
Yeah.
And so, Bill really struggled with those second-round guys. Yeah. That is true at that spot. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John and Drake it. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Excellent.
Doing great.
All right. Jones, you stole my thunder. I was thinking L.A. Rams right away for Cole Strange. It would be beautiful if he goes there and they coach him up and he becomes a serviceable member of the offensive line. Don't forget, when he was drafted in 22, the Patriots were trying to transition to that type of offense and they couldn't teach it. Well, maybe he has a place there. The other place that might be an option for him is Cincinnati. They need help on the inside of their offensive line. The problem is, Scott Peters, who was here last year, is their offensive line coach. So he's gone from the 31st ranked offensive line to now the 32nd offensive line. So I don't know if Scott Peters knows how to coach offensive linemen, but that could be a place because, like the Patriots, they like cast-offs and they like cheap players, cheap coaches, and that's maybe a landing spot for Cole Strange.
Okay. Good Cole Strange scout there.
Yeah, they took Ted Karras. Remember, they gave Ted Karras some money. They said, yep. But Ted Karras could actually play. He could play a few different spots. I don't know if Cole Strange, but I do think, you know, you could probably do the same exercise. Any first-round pick that got cut from the last 5 years, I bet gets a shot. They get a shot, and then it's like, all right, this isn't it, and then they're in the XFL or whatever else, but at least you can get an opportunity.
Meanwhile, Kyle Duggar, still here. Jeremy Fowler, tell me if this bothers you, Keith.
All right.
He tweeted out yesterday, the Patriots got multiple trade offers for safety Kyle Duggar per source, but his $9.75 million guaranteed salary and how much of it New England would absorb was a hurdle. For now, he remains on the 53-man roster. So I could see him getting moved by, like, the trade deadline. Maybe they wait for teams to have some injury. Maybe they wait for that number to go down a little bit, right? Like, teams only have to take on a prorated portion of the salary later on in the year. Some of the guaranteed money the Pats are on the hook for either way. So, fine. It sounds like he still thinks he could move. I don't know how soon. The fact they wouldn't eat any of that money when they have oodles of cap space,
yeah,
to me is frustrating if you really had teams interested in him and you could have got something for him.
Yeah, I guess the question is, what do you really get for him? And then if it's you got a seventh round pick for Kyle Duggar to play somewhere else and you have to pay for him, like, I'm not doing that. I think to all the reasons we were saying before, I wouldn't have moved on from him just because you don't have a ton of talent. Is he one of the 53 best players that was in camp with them? Yes.
Probably.
Is he one of the 30 best players? Probably. Like, I think if you're really ranking every single guy, and that's probably an exercise for another time, I would think that he is...
You want to tier the Patriots roster next week?
Next week. We're going to need to set aside an hour.
All right. Yeah, if you do it that way, yeah. I wouldn't put him in the bottom tier.
No.
He might be the second to bottom or maybe a frisky. Maybe a frisky tier.
Yeah, he's a frisky player.
He could be a frisky player.
Yeah, he's an overpaid frisky.
Did you see what we tiered yesterday?
I loved it.
Cy Young winners in the American League since 2000?
There were a sizable amount of goats.
Yeah, so that was Bradford. Bradford was a tough cookie to crack.
It's a whole herd of goats.
He's like, that's a Hall of Famer, top tier. I'm like, yeah, but we can... There could be like tiers within the Hall of Fame. He's like, top tier for me. He also wanted to put Porcello in the top tier. So I was like, all right.
Get out of here.
He's a big fan. So I was like, all right, we can't do that. But no, I think Duggar, like the idea of just dumping him for nothing already didn't sit right with me. I'm like, you're not in that kind of position to do it. And then I'm sure it didn't sit well with Kraft to be like, wait, we're dumping him and we're paying him to not play here? Like, let's just keep him until the guy becomes a problem, and he doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. My big takeaway there, doesn't sound like they cleaned up the rat problem. Like, they weren't well, and it could be other teams. It could be agents. But still, some information leaking out about the Pats.
Rat. Okay?
He was, though.
Yeah, he was.
He was a rat.
It's true. You can weigh in.
That whole time, he was a rat.
617.
That's just good acting.
It really is. Yeah. It's very, very strong acting. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in there. Let's get to Christian Gonzalez, his timeline for a return, and why he's not back on the field yet. That's next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
So, I mean, expectations in the National Football League are high. They should be. That's what our job is. So everybody's got a different situation, you know, things that they're trying to get done, things that they want to accomplish. You know, my job and my biggest job and one of my most important jobs is try to get the individual to be able to maximize their earning potential within what we're trying to do as a football team, right? Those two things can coincide. And we all understand, like, we're in this business, we're in professional sports outside of winning to provide for our family. Like, that's what this is. It's professional sports. And so with that is you have this individual element and you have this team, and they have to coexist. And you have to allow players to understand that, show them where they're doing things to help themselves, but maybe not the team, and then show them examples where they're helping themselves as well as the team, and understanding how, you know, that those pieces can fit together.
Mike Vrabel from late July discussing Christian Gonzalez, kind of out of nowhere, mentioning his earning potential and kind of invoking his contract. He wasn't asked about the contract. He was asked about Christian Gonzalez going into, what is it, year three, kind of the talented young player on the opposite side of the ball of Drake May, the way the question was framed. And he kind of went there with the contract. And you have to wonder, as we inch up on the season opener, Keith.
Yes.
You have to wonder if that's some of what's holding Christian Gonzalez out. If Christian Gonzalez is making a business decision, taking his time, coming back from this injury that happened, what, on the first, second, third day of training? It was early in training camp.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder if that's the team managing him or him managing his, quote-unquote, using Vrabel's terminology, earning potential.
So I still think it's early for that whole song and dance. I could be wrong. Every player's different in how they approach it. But for a guy who already was hurt most of his rookie year, I feel like to really get your earning potential, you need to be out there. Like, we already know he's good, but let's say he slow plays this thing, and then you look and then you start to negotiate, and you're like, you've played 20 games in 3 years, or, you know, I'm exaggerating, but like, if it's a small amount of games, you'd be like, well, you need to be out there. So I don't think it's that yet. I think if we were like another year from now and there still wasn't real push towards a new contract extension, like if he wasn't in that Sauce Gardner position yet, then I'd probably be open to all those different theories flying around. I think they're just being careful with him. I'd be almost more worried.
So you think it's team-driven, not player-driven?
Yes. And well,
I just go back to
or maybe the injury is a little bit worse than they originally said.
It could be. Yeah. I can't help but get that answer out of my head.
It was an odd answer.
We highlighted it in real time. Like the second that interview ended, And we carried it live that day on Jones and Keefe. We're like, what the hell was up with that weird comment about Gonzalez and his earning potential and what's going on there? And he's not, I don't believe, extension eligible yet, right? That's the way it works in the NFL. I think that's
why, like, Garrett Wilson and those guys got it.
And
now.
It's not like they could give him the contract today, but it's all about putting himself in the best position this offseason to get the Sauce Gardner, J.C. Horn, who are some of the other young corners who have gotten
Sertain.
Paid? Another one, Pat Sertan.
Yeah.
Like, that level of contract, it's all about putting him in that spot. And so I am starting to wonder if that's a factor and if the Patriots and his representatives already aren't on the same page. And I wonder if Vrabel has any weird answers. Like, for instance, when he talks today, we're going to carry that live here on Jones and Keefe. He's scheduled right around 125. He's typically earlier, so it could be earlier than that. But he's scheduled right around 125. So we're going to carry Vrabel live. I'm curious if there's any interesting answers or answers to read into from Vrabel this week or next about Gonzalez that'll give us a better idea going into week one against the Raiders.
Yeah, because he was asked about it on Monday as well, right? So he did the Greg Hill interview in the morning, and then in the afternoon he did, like, with assembled media. And he was asked about him, you know, how's he doing and that kind of thing. And he gave you sort of like a blanket answer to begin with, where he's like, hey, you know, he's working hard to get healthy. And he's like, that's what I'm going to tell you about all the guys. They're all working hard to get healthy. But then as he continued in the answer, he's like, at some point, you can't just do the stationary bike or, like, you know, some of that stuff. You need to get on the field, put pads on. And this is me reading into it now. Does that mean he's not even there yet? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's like, at some point, you got to get down here on the field. I almost viewed that as like, is he on the field? Like, what is he doing? Well, like, how much has he been able to do?
And this is what I'm wondering, if Vrabel's starting to get annoyed. And I wonder if Vrabel's been annoyed for a while. But that's just when I say I wonder, I legitimately wonder. We don't have the answer. We haven't had a lot of info, despite all the rats down there.
Yeah, right.
We haven't gotten a lot of Christian Gonzalez information. So admittedly, it is speculation. I will say this, Keith. I'm surprised we haven't gotten a bunch of positive texts about Gonzalez. Like, oh, Bill, for all the dumping you did on his draft.
He did draft Gonzo.
There's a lot of people defending Bill's drafts in here. It's like, oh, well, actually, this guy can play and that guy can play.
He did a lot of drafts.
It actually wasn't that bad. And, oh, wait, now what? You know, 5 years later, like this one. Where is it? Sure, you guys know 5 years later. You know better 5 years later, Keith. It's like, no, I think you specifically knew in real time. You were dumping all over that right away.
Of course. Well, most people were on Cole Strange. I think most people were dumping on Cole Strange. I think, you know, some of the other ones are, you know, a hit or miss, I guess, over that time. Like, if you're looking at, like, Tyquan Thornton, I do remember specifically pointing out that whole year how they reached on every pick, other than maybe Marcus and Jack Jones. Everybody else was projected to go. And you can say whatever you want about projections, but Cole Strange famously projected maybe be a third rounder. Tyquan Thornton was supposed to be pushed down as well. Like, they overdrafted everybody and they were wrong. But this is also one of those things where you have to sort of pick how you want the draft to be discussed. Because in real time, people are like, you won't know until 5 years.
Right.
Right. That's the thing, the pushback you get a lot of times.
Yeah, yeah. How do you even know? No one has any idea. And
they're like, oh, well, you guys are all just like revisionist history. It's like, well, no, now we actually have a sample size of what they did in the NFL. And I'm not even doing a Bill Belichick all drafts talk. We're talking about the 2022 draft, because specifically they just cut their first rounder.
But make no mistake, I mean,
he had a lot of bad ones, yes.
Yeah, and part of the reason the roster blows is because he had a lot of bad. It's not just Elliott Wolf.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh, Wolf and Mayo, and they were all brainless, and look at the position you got left in. I mean, Gonzalez can play. Go look at that draft. Keon White, he's getting beat out by Ke'Lavon Chasen. That's not looking like a great pick. He has a couple of receivers in the sixth round. Let's see what Booty and Pop Douglas are, a punter. But, like, even that draft, Gonzalez is great.
Yeah.
When he's out there, Gonzalez is great. But even that draft, so a big part of why you're here isn't just Elliott Wolf's crap draft last year, which was terrible.
Yeah.
It's the Cole Strange one. It's everything after Christian. I mean, Bill had a string of terrible drafts in a row, which is a big reason why you are where you are. And I know you weren't dumping on him for that reason. But if people want to defend some of his drafts, I would just point out the reason the roster blows and you got to keep 9 offensive linemen and 8 wide receivers and you can only keep 3 running backs is because Bill didn't leave you much.
I'm trying to look at, is it 7 offensive players maybe they drafted? Like, something insane. Like, I'll go through the roster right now. Yeah, I'll go through it and double check. And that's including some guys that are, like, barely hanging on. Like, I guess, like, do you want to count?
Wait, 7 guys bigger? That Bill drafted or 7 guys that the organization drafted?
That the team drafted. So, like, that counts like Drake May. No, because I would even lump in like, yeah, sure. Because then people are like, oh, last year's class sucked too. Like, okay, sure did. It's a lot of bad drafts to be in the position that they are currently in.
I didn't know what Elliott was thinking.
yeah, add him to the list. He's only had one real opportunity, we think, at it, and it looks like he's been bad at that. But again, you do have the third pick in the draft. You have Drake May. We like Drake May more than we like Damian Harris, and we like him more than Marcus Jones. Now, I know they picked him much, much higher, but the point stands, like, all three of those drafts could end up being one-player drafts. Like, we could look back and be like, you got one player from those drafts. And even the Damian Harris one, you're like, that's a dime a dozen player.
Right, right. Damian Harris and Marcus. It's a lot different if you're hitting on May and
or Gonzo. Yeah.
A lockdown corner or a starting quarterback, like a potential high-end start. Those, if you're going to hit on one guy in a draft, then you got to hit on positions like that. When you're hitting on a rotational running back and a third corner who returns some punts, I mean, that's not enough. 617-779-7937. A lot of discussion on the Patriots and their roster. Who's on the way to the roster? Who's on the way out? I know we're going to get to a prominent wide receiver name coming up. Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday at 11:30. You want to react to the Patriots roster and how it looks with the initial 53. Gonzalez and his timeline. Kyle Duggar is still here. You can react there. Cole Strange on the way out. Again, 617-779-7937. Let's get to the Red Sox. It turns out they may just, even after the trade deadline, have enough starting pitching. Let's get to that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.